And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
When ideological conservatives on the UNC Board of Governors ousted widely respected and highly accomplished University President Tom Ross a few years back and replaced him with former Bush administration Education Secretary Margaret Spellings, supporters of higher education had good reason to be concerned. Spellings had a somewhat controversial past and little to no experience in academia. To her credit, however, Spellings applied herself to the job and actually grew to understand the university system and became a forceful and independent spokesperson for it. Sadly and predictably, however, that's not what the ideologues on the Board of Governors had in mind. They wanted a mouthpiece who would do their bidding and ram through plans to alter UNC to align it with a far-right political agenda. That Spellings was a strong woman trying to stand up to a bunch of mostly grumpy old men didn't help. Now Spellings has been forced out by the board and a search for a new president will commence. Unfortunately, given the ousters of Ross and Spellings, it's hard to imagine that many talented or self-respecting candidates will emerge. Sadly, though, that's probably just how the board wants it. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.